Section 155 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Jason Isbell. www.shabamdevelopment.com. What then are we to believe? What then can be the reason? What then, I may be asked? What then is the use? What then was the nature of? What is the consequence of? What we are concerned to know is what we have most to complain of. What would you say? Whatever a man thinks, whatever difference of opinion may exist, whatever opinion I may express, whatever the truth may be, when I am told, when I hear it said, when I remember the history, when I review these circumstances, when I speak of this question, when I thus profess myself, when one remembers, when we consider the vastness, when we contemplate, when we get so far as this, when we look closely at, when will men understand? When you are assured, when you did me the honor to invite me, whence it is, I say, whence was the proof to come, while acknowledging the great value, while I feel most keenly the honor, while I have hinted to you, whilst I am on this matter, who can deny the effect? Who can say in a word, who does not like to see? Who has not felt the constraint? Who that reads does not see? Who will accuse me? Why again should I take notice? Why need you seek to disprove? Will any gentleman say? Will anyone answer? Will it be whispered? Will it not be well for us? Will you allow me to present to you? Will you bear with me? Will you mistake this? Will you permit me to thank you? With all my heart I share, with possibly a single exception, with respect to what has been said, with this ideal clearly before us, with whatever opinions we come here, without going into any details, without me saying a word more. Why? Yet I am convinced. Yet I am willing to admit. Yet I am willing to conclude. Yet I feel quite free to say. Yet I, for one, do not hesitate to admit. Yet I have never been thoroughly satisfied. Yet I suppose it is worthwhile. Yet I would have to think. Yet if you were to ask the question. Yet it is instructive and interesting. Yet it is no less true. Yet it is perfectly plain. Yet let me consider what consequences must. Yet may I not remind you. You all know the history of. You and I are always contrasting. You are at a parting of the ways. You are now invited to do honor. You can never forget. You cannot assert. You do not need to be told. You have all read the story. You have been gracious enough to assign me. You have been mindful. You have been pleased to confer upon me. You have but to observe. You have done me a great honor. You have no right. You have not forgotten. You have often pondered over. You have sometimes been astonished. You know that it is impossible to. You know the legend which has grown up. You know very well. You may also be assured. You may be acquainted with. You may be sure. You may depend upon it. You may remember. You may well be proud. You may well study the example. You might apply to yourselves. You must not forget. You must understand I do not mean to claim. You ought not to disregard what I say. You remember how. You will allow me to say with becoming brevity. You will be pleased to hear. You will bear me out when I say. You will clearly understand. You will expect me to say something about. You will forgive me. You will join with me, I trust. You will observe. You will pardon me, I am sure. You will scarcely be surprised. You would never dream of urging. You yourselves are the evidence. Your friendly and generous words. Your good sense must tell you. Your presence seems to say. End section 155. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded by Jason Isbell. www.shabamdevelopment.com